The juvenile justice system is supposed to be different than the adult system. It's meant to be less about accountability and paying your debt to society and more about rehabilitation. But some policies in our state's juvenile justice system are not meeting that goal, according to January Contreras, who runs Always, Arizona Legal Women and Youth Services. Always just received a nearly $120,000 grant from the Vitalist Foundation to look at the issue of juvenile justice here in Arizona and to try to come up with some solutions that balance public safety and rehabilitation. I spoke with Contreras more about this, and we began by talking about one of the big issues she wants to address, juvenile records. She says in most states, juvenile records are kept confidential, but here in Arizona, that's not always the case.
Across the country, most states have a real high standard for confidentiality around juvenile court records. Arizona became something of an outlier when we changed our laws to make it so that everything that happens there in juvenile court is open to the public. If you're looking for records that involved a juvenile delinquency offense, you just need to go down to the clerk of the court and ask for those records. In many states, they found ways to balance public safety with allowing these young people not to be burdened by the mistakes they made as teenagers for the rest of their lives.
So what kind of repercussions can that have on someone's life?
One of the young moms that we represented was herself in the foster care system when she was young. She had a parent who had taken their own life, and she subsequently was shuffled between family members and ultimately ended up in the foster care system. Mm-hmm. She had a drug offense when she was a young teenager. And let's fast forward to now. She recently removed herself from a very abusive situation, removed herself and her kids. Mm-hmm. She's trying very hard to move forward. She's participating in a program to be able to become more marketable as an employee. Yet, when she goes to apply, she has this offense that's popping up from when she was a teenager in the foster care system without parents, without support, and it's stopping her from getting hired. So there are real consequences to the records following the juveniles. And that's why most states have decided to really allow more confidentiality around those records, with exceptions. If there's violence, if there's serious offenses where we need more transparency, then by all means, those exceptions are the right thing to do. But overall, when we have a young client like the one we're representing who has done so much to overcome these really tough obstacles in her life and still is having trouble getting a job because of what she did when she was 14 years old.
What do other states do? How do they balance this?
Other states have strict confidentiality around the records, so that if you wanted to, for some reason, go and have access to records of a particular person when they were a juvenile, you would have to go and petition the court for that. So there's still an avenue to get your hands on information if you need it, but you actually have to go to the court to get permission to do that. Hmm. In other states, they just destroy the records so that they're no longer available.
So is there any process in Arizona to expunge that stuff from your record to be able to move forward with a clean slate?
There is a process in Arizona to be able to address offenses that happen in juvenile court, and that's part of our job at Always. Mm-hmm. The problem is that there are now these companies out there who get their hands on records and build this into their databases. Hmm. And so, for example, with our client, when a background check was run for her by a potential employer, this juvenile offense popped up. And that's what stopped her from being able to be hired. So the problem is that, yes, we now have gone to the judge, and the judge said, of course, we want to set aside this record and, in fact, destroy this record because this young woman deserves the right to move forward. But that doesn't change the fact that that information is still haunting her in these employer background checks.
Right. There's another issue you're looking at here regarding the juvenile justice system in Arizona. It's this correlation between the ability to pay and the fees and the fines that you have to pay in juvenile court. What are those like normally? How much do you have to pay for paperwork, for processing, et cetera, in juvenile court here?
So when it comes to fines and fees, we're really committed to moving forward with the University of Arizona Southwest Institute for Research on Women and the Children's Action Alliance to start gathering that data. We have those questions ourselves. At Always, most of the young people that we represent have either been in the foster care system or are now in the runaway and homeless youth system. So they're all coming from backgrounds where they didn't have the money to pay for fines and fees. And if you don't pay your fines and fees off, you can never go back to have your records set aside or expunged or destroyed. So it leads to that permanent consequence there.
Okay. So when you can't pay these, there are long-term consequences. But is it common in your experience that these kids can't pay them?
Based on the youth that we serve at Always, it is common that there was just no ability to pay these fines and fees during their time in juvenile court. Now, we serve especially vulnerable kids and young adults, so that doesn't surprise me. And that's why the research part of this is so important, because together we're going to be working with the courts to gather this information to be able to say, okay, this is what's happening in Arizona. These are what families and young people are being made to pay. Does that look right? And does it make sense in the big picture? Or are we really just overburdening them with these financial burdens when they're already struggling? And because at the heart of all these issues is the fact that the juvenile court was created specifically to be different than the adult court. The adult court is all about accountability and public safety. Mm-hmm. Juvenile court, however, you have the balance of public safety with the rehabilitation and the opportunity for young people who go through the juvenile justice system. And that's a big difference. And we want to be able to work with the courts to be able to gather that information. We also want to work with families that are impacted by the juvenile justice system to tell the story of, you know, what's really happening and are there some solutions that we can work on together moving forward.
January Contreras is the CEO and managing attorney for Always, Arizona Legal Women and Youth Services. January, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
And you are listening to the show.